This morning, we paid a visit to some fellow Americans.
And that's the way we love it. All talk, no action. Hey, welcome aboard. I'm Charlie Stone, Jeff on the other side of the window, and you found open line.
This was a return visit to Charlie Stone's popular and very conservative talk show, Open Line, on KSCJ in Sioux City, Iowa. In this moment, an impeachment inquiry heating up anger, especially from Republican lawmakers like Lindsey Graham, over President Trump's abandonment of the Kurds in Syria, we wondered, what were these fierce Trump supporters thinking? We'll post our whole visit at hereandnow.org, but essentially, they, the listeners, corrected me on what they thought was my misinterpretation of the news. I did the same, but we were both civil, and they were upset. These are Americans who think that their president is under attack. Their vote is being discounted. Let's start with host Charlie Stone.
When this impeachment thing came up, I said, from the day he came down the escalator, there has been stuff thrown at him constantly. And we are in the middle of Trump territory, as you well know,
yeah,
Robin.
Yeah.
And I said, this particular one bothers me because this is a bone that the people that are anti-Trump can really chomp onto. Now, having said that, over the last few months, people that I know of have sort of just stopped arguing. They are Trumpsters. They will vote for him again. And they are done and frustrated with trying to talk to those on the other side who they feel, and I somewhat agree, are making things up out of whole cloth. The quid pro quo implication of using his office to influence a foreign nation. Part of the president's job, and we all know it, was in the 2016 election, there was, I think even you would agree, some hanky-panky going on from global influences.
I would agree. The Russians absolutely interfered in the election.
Yeah, absolutely. And it probably will be again in 2020.
You know, I would ask you to go back to the writing in 2016, to the reporting before anybody has. As I said, we respectfully exchange viewpoints, but these listeners were extremely skeptical even of facts like the transcript of the president's phone call to the Ukrainian president that launched the impeachment inquiry. Here's a caller who called himself Yeoman.
What the trend, what people, a lot of neighbors, friends, people think out here on the whole impeachment, that is a fiasco by the deep state to take out a duly elected president. Whether you like Trump, whether you love him or hate him, it is the deep state that is not happy that he won, that absolutely had the deck stacked to where Hillary was going to win. They couldn't believe that their systems failed and that the flyover, the people spoke and said, "Now we want somebody that's not a politician for a change."
Syria, okay. How do you feel about the pullout in Syria?
Absolutely. Great. Absolutely. We have no business over there. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that Trump was elected to do, was get us out of the endless wars. 18 years in Afghanistan. Yeah. The most powerful force, the most powerful part of that deep state, and they're all in bed with each other. Part of that is the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us against when he gave his farewell address. And isn't it amazing how the Democratic Party, which used to be, oh, we're against war, and now Trump wants to take us out, and all of a sudden, oh, they're all for staying in that war.
Let me just jump in. I hear everything you're saying. Some would say that, you know, the war in Iraq, based on false information about weapons of mass destruction, was appalling. But in this case, there's just so many different questions. First of all, a unilateral decision to pull out, not telling even the Pentagon. A decision based on a phone call with an autocrat in Turkey. A decision when U.S. troops, yes, they are precious, and they're still there. And now we have Turkey invading. What if U.S. troops get in the middle of that? And then the last point, these are the Kurds who fought ISIS. Any loss of life is horrendous. We did lose some troops there, but our troops, mainly in combat there, they were backing up the Kurds the Kurds lost 10,000 fighters taking down ISIS. I don't know. My dad was a Marine. I think he's rolling, you know, right now. We talked with listeners for over a half hour. Here's a little more of the voices of Sioux City, Iowa.
All due respect, Robin. Thank you for calling. We're from Iowa. We voted for Trump. Our president was elected. We resent accusations being made without facts. Until the real facts come out and there's proof of anything, we will continue to stand by this man.
The reason that we voted for Trump, my wife and I, is that this man fights back and doesn't back down. And we love that, especially talking to the media. And the media was trying to destroy Trump, but it's not happening because he fights back.
Yeah.
And the media doesn't know what to do. They never had a person like this before stand up to them. And we're cheering him on. And every day that the media attacks him, we cheer him on even more.
Well, Greg, let me ask you something. For people who people on the East Coast have seen him a lot in the past through the media and everything, and he was thought of as being, you know, crass. And then we saw that with the tapes that emerged when he talked about women's body parts. And, you know, we see in the Mueller report, he wrote a lie, you know, he dictated a lie to explain why his son had the meeting in the Trump Tower. There are people who can't wrap their brains around, okay, you might like what's happening with the economy, you might like the toughness, but there's a crassness that doesn't square with their vision of Iowa, you know, and the Midwest values, and they can't, they have a hard time squaring that. Can you explain that?
I'll try. Is Trump a perfect person, though? Does he have some issues that maybe in his personality that a lot of people that rubs him the wrong way? Probably. But the fact as a president representing the vast majority of our values, he doesn't back down. And there's other things, almost insignificant. I don't care to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
He supports pro-life, which is my biggest thing, and he stands up and fights back on that.
Mm-hmm.
He supports cutting taxes, which is another big thing. He supports having a strong military. These things are monstrous in terms of what we want. The man can be crass, but he's crass in the way that we love it. We love it.
Let me throw this in on top of it and asking for Greg and for me. Robin, since when did it become a problem? Because you're not presidential, in quotes. Because that's what he's not acting presidential. I'm not sure what presidential, in quotes, means. Does it mean you don't use four-letter words? Does it mean you don't get in the face? Does it mean
you don't
get direct?
It means you want your 8-year-old son to admire it. I think that's what it means.
Okay.
There's a time and place. You know, we feel that President Trump is the last person that's going to help us maintain the country. And civilly being nice to each other, that's going out the door.
Mm.
That's going out the door right now.
I hear you.
We're ready to fight.
All right.
Greg, thank you.
I got to hold you there.
Charlie, I have to say to you, I so appreciate this time. I know you probably have... what are those things you call them in broadcast? Commercial radio?
Oh,
commercials or something?
Vicious, ugly profiteering.
Well,
profiteering.
I say, last time we talked, it was when Steve King, your rep there, was removed by the GOP House leaders because he made comments about white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to say, your listeners were also wonderful and expressive, and I appreciated them then as well. And afterwards, we got a whole bunch of things, including a letter from one Ann in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who said, hey, please accept this gift from an Iowan who's not in King's 4th District. And I'm holding it up. I don't know why I'm holding it up because we're on radio. It's a T-shirt that says, Dear America, sorry about Steve King. Sincerely, Iowa.
That's beautiful.
So we recognize
right.
Iowa's a big state with a lot of big thoughts.
He's back in a run for his life on that.
I hear you. I think the Democrat and the Republican, Feenstra and Scholten, are both outraising him, I think. So, hey, Charlie, I hope we can talk again.
Please.
I appreciate it. So,
you're more than welcome.
Thanks, Charlie.
I can teach you the right way.
Charlie, thank you.
See you later, Robin.
Bye. An edited version of our visit with Charlie Stone in his Open Line radio show on KSCJ in Sioux City, Iowa. As he said, listeners who lean decidedly to the right will post our full talk at hearnow.org, in which you'll hear more of my responses, but this was a chance to hear their thoughts. It's Here Now.